Skirting the eastern plains, much of the 4th District's economy is rooted in agriculture. But oil and gas development has boomed lately because of the lucrative Niobrara Shale Formation, and an emerging wind energy sector is also taking hold in the plains.
It's good to see you. It's really good to see you.
Congressman Cory Gardner touched on that diversity during a recent campaign barbecue in Greeley. But he says the economic policies affecting each of the district's 22 counties are largely the same.
Well, you still have the bulk of the population living in northern Colorado, between Longmont and Weld County. You have the majority of the population, and then you have the Douglas County parts. And it's still, the economy is not a different economy for Douglas County as it is Elbert County.
Elbert and Douglas County are among the newest additions to the district after boundary lines were redrawn. With so many new constituents, both Cory Gardner and his Democratic opponent Brandon Schaefer face a similar challenge going into November: name recognition.
I have to be honest with you, I have no idea.
Becca Caceres owns a country home and decor store on Main Street in downtown Parker in Douglas County. An undecided Democrat, Caceres says figuring out who the congressional candidates are is the least of her worries.
For me, I mean, I'm holding on with a thread, so I take it day by day. You know, of course we want to see changes, but I don't know really at this point what the right answer is, because I think really it's a roll of the dice.
It's a gamble that Senate President Brandon Schaefer is hoping to capitalize on as he crisscrosses the district.
You know, we're knocking on a lot of doors. What's fun about this campaign is it's really a true grassroots campaign, having conversations with people, you know, house to house to house, and really connecting with the electorate in the 4th Congressional District.
During a stop at Ames Community College in Greeley, Schaefer says the people he's spoken to are upset with the status quo.
The issues are very diverse, but I think the core issue that is really bothering people is the influence of special interest money and the influence that they have in Washington, D.C.
Schaefer has attacked Gardner on the campaign trail and in recent TV ads as someone who's already tied to special interest lobbyists, even after a single term in office.
Gardner appeared to offer special interests lots of face time.
But the 4th District is still heavily conservative, and its new boundaries give Cory Gardner the advantage when it comes to the number of registered Republicans, more than 73,000 compared to the old district. Gardner says he's not counting on party affiliation to win re-election with more than 100,000 independent voters on the books.
It's the same thing that we saw when we were running against Betsy Markey, that people didn't know who I was because this was her district and I was the challenger. And so we're doing the same thing we did then. It's just a methodical, hardworking, everyday workhorse mentality to get into Parker, Castle Rock, Douglas County to introduce myself to the voters.
Gardner also has the advantage when it comes to fundraising, with just over $1 million on hand. Schaefer has a fourth of that. But unlike his opponent, Gardner has done little with his campaign website, and he's yet to run any TV ads. This might be why executive chef Alec Erickson, co-owner of Elevation 5900 in Parker, is still undecided. He moved to Parker earlier this year and says he doesn't know either of the candidates, and he's exactly the type of voter that both Cory Gardner and Brandon Schaefer are trying to win over.
This election, I'm going to do a little more research, especially out here, because I haven't really done much.
Two other candidates are also vying to represent the 4th Congressional District. Doug Aden is running on the American Constitution Party ticket. Josh Gilliland is the Libertarian candidate. For KUNC, I'm Nathan Heffel.